Blog Talk Radio.
Are chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, I want to thank you, my supporters, and my platform continues to build. And always inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible women on the show. That continuously do their businesses so successful, guys. So continue to be successful in your business. And it also inspires me to know when I touch someone, it just inspired me to know that they took my advice or whatever it was that I actually did for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as always, I want to tell people, you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus on that plan or provision. Remember, guys, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, your reality. Remember, this is what this show is all about, inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. Last week on the show, we kind of discussed some home-based business opportunities, gave you some basic essentials on how to open your business. Today, I'm going to give you just a few little openers to help you out. We also talked with Ms. Kelly Mentor, who has been successful in the acting industry. She starred on Nightmare on Elm Street. Want to say good morning to SRQK, Los Angeles, AD News Talk, Airtime America Radio. Good morning. Hope you guys are blessed out there. Good morning to my Los Angeles people. All right, guys. Got an exciting show for you today. Gonna have Ms. Tammy Rosen from the Basketball Wives today. So you got to stay tuned for that interview. All right, guys, going to switch gears a little bit. Have my ear to the streets with, of course, guys, my Preachers of L.A., Love and Hip Hop, Black Ink Crew, and my Real House Wives to Atlanta. So got to give you guys your dose of reality. Know you love your dose of reality. Good morning, MJ. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Fine. All right, girl, let's give them their dose of reality. Got a lot of callers on the line today.
The main one, Real Housewives of Atlanta.
All right, let's talk about your Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Ooh,
what do you think about Cynthia's big move? What do you think about Cynthia's big move?
I think the big move was not planned. Peter, the building, what is, he said 6 months before he told her. I mean, she has to take advantage of the situation. I mean, yeah, you got a building, you bought it, might as well utilize it. But I don't think she planned on doing that move herself. So,
So you think that was... That was all Peter's idea?
I think it was. I just think she took advantage of the situation. You know, he bought a building. What you going to do with the building? I don't know. Might as well just move to the school there. But I think she liked her location.
Yep.
She was at, but I think
but, you know,
it was forced. Sorry.
I don't know. I think I think, in a way, I think it's a good move because that could keep all the money in one area. You know, instead of paying rent over there, they can keep it all in one area. I'm sure they're possibly buying it too, hopefully.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll find
hopefully
out.
Hopefully so. Hopefully. All right, let's move on from that. Got to talk about my Blackie crew. I know you didn't really watch that one, though, did you?
No. I want to go back to Atlanta Housewives.
Okay, well, sorry. Let's go back to your Atlanta. Okay, let's talk about Candy. You think Candy's hard going to get married? They think they're going to get married?
I don't know about this. At first, I was like, yeah, they're a nice couple. You know, I can see that. But now with Mama Joyce and they're accusing him of messing around with her best friend and stuff. I don't know. Something's not right in the water.
I don't know. I think, you know what? Based on the blogs, that they already got married. If you read it.
I looked on there and nothing was stone, though. Nothing said that they were actually married. They were rumors, but I don't think they actually said they were married.
I think it would be the move if she got married.
She loves him. Don't get me wrong. She loves him.
Gone with the wind, fabulous. Miss King.
Your girl, King.
She made her appearance in there. That little song that took off with me, Stone in the Wind, Fabulous.
That Kenya is something else. She got evicted from my house. Oh, my goodness.
But I understand how you just came back from Africa making a movie.
But that just tells you she's not balling like that. She's not Gone with the Wind, Fabulous like she thinks she is. Oh, well. Interesting.
Who else was doing Nene and... Greg made an appearance to the party.
Yes, and Nene and Kenya got into it.
Nene was mad. She was kind of mad, I guess, because of what's her name, I guess. I don't know.
And Portia.
She didn't
come
to the wedding.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah. But Portia and Cordell, that whole situation just, I don't know, it's sad. I don't know what's going on with that.
She does not want to let that marriage go.
No, she don't. I feel sorry for her. She's young, though, you know.
Yeah.
She's a newlywed, so. Cordell was more like her father figure than anything, it seemed like. I don't know. That whole thing is thrown off.
Yeah. But, girl, I gotta talk about my Black Ink group. I got to talk. My baby Puma got punched in the face. I'm like, I know this is reality. What would happen to security?
It's reality.
What happened to the security?
Reality.
I was like, oh, Puma. Oh, I'm sorry about Puma. I know I can't wait till Wednesday till my Preachers of L.A. come back on. Cause, you know, they need to put Preachers of L.A. on Sundays, on Mondays. I can't wait till Wednesday to watch them.
I'm sure, girlie.
I know one thing. I just got a signal from my production crew. They're telling me that I am fading in and out, guys. I am sorry if I'm having technical difficulties. I am very sorry. This is the new microphone I'm trying out, so bear with me if possible. But MJ, our little reality stuff wasn't as good because the Housewives was okay, but we need our preachers to talk about. We needed our preachers. Oh, we know we forgot the Love and Hip Hop to New York.
We forgot about
them.
I just have to, I don't know about them this season. I have to watch them some more before I can really comment on most of the stuff. The only thing that's ratchet is about the marriage. He married that girl.
Right. Right.
That's pretty much where I'm at right there with that.
That's the only thing that I got to get into in that. Well, all right, let me move on. All right, MJ, thank you for calling this morning, honey.
All right, you take care.
All right, see you next week. All right, guys, that was our little dose of reality. Got to get in tune with the shows a little more so I can give you guys your dose of reality. Again, I apologize. I'm having technical difficulties this morning with my microphone, so bear with me on that. Going to give you guys your blast from the past. Got to give you guys your blast from the past you always ask for when I come back. Help me welcome Ms. Tammy Roman from the Basketball Wives on the show. Next week, I'm going to have another good actor, producer, writer. His name is Trey Chaney. He's from The Wire. He's also going to be in the studio, so you're going to have to check that out as well. So give me a second. Bear with me. I'll be right back. Enjoy your blast from the past.
All right. Blast from the past.
Excuse me, madam. You're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket. So that's what the...
Right now, I'm about to shake it, baby. D-E-R-D-A is my name, my son. Into the grind, yo. extremely busy woman that has almost everything. From the movie A Hair Show, she's been on appearances such as Jag, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Hey, she's a self-made entrepreneur. This woman has truly branded herself in reality. The TV commercials, creating her TR hair collection, and now the TR Cosmetics. Open talk to listeners, please help me welcome the beautiful Miss Most Basketball Wives reality star, Miss Tammy Roman, to the studio. Hi, Tammy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for calling in today.
Sure. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Can you tell my listeners just a little bit how originally you got started in the world of reality?
I used to work at an HIV healthcare center, and one of my co-workers had auditioned for The Real World, and, you know, she was disappointed because she didn't get picked. And she came in to tell me that she didn't get picked, but I had never heard of the show. And so I went home, and that weekend MTV was doing a marathon, and I saw it, and I said, hey, I can do something like that. And so I auditioned, and they did get me, and that's how I got started, from The Real World.
Wow, okay. Well, also, give me a little insight of how did you start or create your wig line and your cosmetic line? And, like, where can we find it or we want to buy it? What can we look for it at?
Well, the cosmetics are online at trlovecosmetics.com. And the hair is online at tamromanhair.com. And, you know, both of those ventures are just things that are organic to me. You know, I love nail polish and lip gloss, and I am a weave wearer, so when I was looking for something that I wanted to invest my time into, because starting a business is all about the time at first.
Right.
You know, I wanted to pick things that really I knew something about and that I love.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. And you look good in your hair. I love your different styles that you do, you know, wear your hair versatile. The curly, the, what is it, like the little crinkly, like, type hair that you wear?
Yeah.
You know, I love that. I love to see that on you.
It specializes in curly hair because I don't like to do my hair. I'm not a person that stand in front of the mirror and, you know, flat iron and all of that stuff. So I specialize in curly so that girls can just get up and go.
I know.
They want it flat ironed. You know, it flat irons beautifully. So that's why I show people both ways it can be worn.
Okay. Well, one little question I want to ask you. Where's little Tammy?
little Tammy on vacation.
Okay.
I had to send her away for a little while. You know, I think it's cute that, you know, this little Tammy thing has taken on a life of its own.
It has.
You know, it has. But really and truly, it's, you know, a part of me, you know, that, you know, in my going to therapy, she caused me to realize that that was like my personality that feels like I'm not getting what I want, or I feel like I'm not, you know, getting the respect I deserve, or, you know, just people not treating me the way I wanted to be treated, then that little bratty little Tammy comes out and she lashes out and she fights or she does whatever. And so that's how that all came about. But, you know, now I'm learning how to control little Tammy.
Well, do you get angry or, like, kind of, you know, a little mad when people talk about the little Tammy? You know, we know that's your tough side. And, you know, if anybody watch the show and know you now, they know not to mess with you, though. So we know that.
You know, it was on the show, it was a part of me.
Right.
So, and she's not dead. You know, little Tammy still pops up from time to time.
But she's on vacation. She's on vacation.
Under control.
Okay, I got you. Well, you know, my listeners want to know, was that salsa really bougie on the show, or was it just kind of like scripted for the show?
So our show's not scripted, you know, so Tasha's personality is her personality, but within that, she's also a very nice person. You know, outside of the show, we've had conversations, you know, we text each other from time to time, and I just think the way that the show, you know, kind of portrayed her in certain instances, she came off a little bougie. I think she does have bougie in her. I'm not going to say that she does not have it.
Her.
She is actually a nice person.
Okay, I got you. How are the girls doing? How's everybody doing since y'all are not taping anymore? Everybody doing okay?
I imagine that everybody's okay. I, you know, we're really like a battle. basketball team in the sense that when it's time to show up and take, everybody, you know, suits up, so to speak, you know, and does what they need to do for the team. And afterwards, you know, we're living our own lives.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I have two daughters. One's in college, one's in 12th grade. You know, I'm running businesses. And I think the other ladies, you know, have similar duties outside of the show. And we just return back to that.
I got you.
But I have spoken to Shawnee. She's fine. You know, my last conversation with Susie, she was fine.
Okay.
So, you know, as far as I know,
okay.
You know, that is okay.
That's good. Okay, well, let me ask you, will there be a next season of The Basketball Wives?
I don't know if I can really answer that. You know, I think that all of the ladies are at a point where they, you know, want to do their own thing,
okay,
you know, for the most part. So I think that I'm the only one who's contractually bound to do another season if the network decides they want one.
Okay.
And then everybody else would have to decide whether they want to be involved or not.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure we continuously see you everywhere. And, you know, we always, I'm sitting on my show, we love you guys. We talk about y'all one week after another. Y'all encourage us and it motivates us so much on different things that y'all actually do. It really touches me, you know, with that. So I want to ask you to tell any woman that's trying to do her own thing a little words of encouragement to live out their dreams. Could you kind of do that for me?
I think the best advice that I could give anybody is, you know, pick something. When you talk about your dreams and dream fulfillment, you know, pick something that you're really knowledgeable about, that you want to invest every inch of your being into, because there are going to be days where it doesn't go hunky-dory. You know, there are going to be moments where it just seems like things are falling apart or they're not living up to your expectations, and you have to want it so badly, you know, and be so involved that you just don't give up.
Right.
And I think a lot of times when people decide to start businesses, they start them based on what somebody else did and made happen. And I think people need to choose things that are more organic to them, what they really love, what they really aspire to, what they're passionate about, so that when those awkward moments set, you know, set their sights on you, you know,
and you know what?
You're able to just sustain and through the pressure and keep holding on till you see that dream actually fulfilled.
Right, you're exactly right, because I say that all the time on my show when women email me all the time of things that they want to do. I tell them, first and foremost, you've got to have a passion about what you want to do, and a lot of things is you got to surround yourself around positive energy to make things, you know, happen. And that's what, like I was telling you earlier, my daughter was getting herself off the ground, and I tell her all the time, you've got to be passionate about it. You know, it's not going to take off for you.
Exactly. You have to love it. You have to have that drive to see it to fruition, because, like I said, it's rough. You know, people look at us on the show, and, you know, they saw me launch TR Love Cosmetics. Well, that had been a year and a half in the making before you actually saw the launch, you know.
Okay.
Just trying to grind it out and get the word out and put it online and trying to market it, you know. And, you know, like I said, that was a year and a half of just drive and determination where there was no sales, you know.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't want to give up on this. I believe in this. So you have to really be passionate about it, you know. And now we're starting to see fruits of our labor, you know, with the Walgreens deal and stuff like that. But it didn't just happen overnight, and it didn't just happen because Tammy's on Basketball Wives. Tammy had to work for that.
That's right, and I totally understand it, and I am your biggest supporter. Can't wait till your stuff hits the stores. I am going to be the first one to actually get it. So, hey, Tammy, I love you. Thank you for calling in on the show today. I know your schedule is really tight. I know you're busy. So, again, thank you for calling in.
And again, thank you for having me.
All right, baby. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed the interview with the Basketball Wives, Tammy Roman. Again, I want to apologize for again having technical difficulties with my microphone. Sorry about that, you guys. All right, going to switch gears a little bit. Going to give you your business side of the show that you really want. As always, if you want any additional information, again, always consult with your small administration. Score Houston, remember, Score Houston has the best outlet for business startup kits, free business counseling, information for grants, loans, and all that kind of thing. So here are quickly a few little business ideas if you want to start a business. A photographer, an image consultant, a credit counselor, advertising agency, think about that, home inspector, and last one but not least, the cleaning service. And as always, create a business plan that will sell the tools of your business, and make sure you indicate in your business plan that you can identify or dedicate how to solve this crucial problem for whatever you're trying to do for your business. So then it kind of, another key element is start with what you have. If you wait for that loan or that grant and you keep putting it off, you'll never get your businesses going. So think about that. Then also be willing to tweak your ideas. Think about that. All right, guys, this wraps up the show for today. I'll be back next Tuesday, November the 12th at 10 a.m. Again, I will be having Trey Cheney on the show. He is from the HBO series The Wire. He has a lot of things going on, y'all. So besides moving and acting, he's also just dip and dab in the world of music. So y'all got to check that out. And, oh, my God, I got another treat for y'all. So another couple of weeks, I got a couple of other good people that you guys have been asking me to bring on the show. So you got to check me out, stay with me, and keep supporting me like you've been doing. Remember to follow the Houston Power Women football team. Follow them on Twitter. Like them at Facebook. Check their website out for current events and updates at www.houstonpowerfootball.com. Gimme Sugar will be launching her cosmetic line in the spring, so check her website out at www.gimmesugar.com. Also, guys, follow me on Twitter at OpenTalk2. Like me on Facebook. Want to say a congratulations to my nephew and fiance on buying their first home. Love you guys. Glad things are looking up for you guys. Remember, guys, never give up on your dreams. You got to make your dreams happen, so always think about that. Going to leave you out with a commercial break. And, again, I apologize for the technical difficulties with my microphone. It will be a lot better next week. Do not worry about that. Love you guys. Again, thank you for supporting me. Guys, have a blessed week. Have an awesome weekend, and see you guys next week. All righty.
Are you ready for some football? Real women playing real football? Well, check out the Houston Power football team at www.houstonpowerfootball.com.
You want to get your hair done? You want to look good for the weekend? Well, you better call Carl at www.styleseat.com. That's Carl Walker at styleseat.com. So you can get that hair snipped, whipped, colored, and laid. He'll hook you up. Let him know you heard this advertisement on the show, and he'll give you $10 off.
You want to capture the diva in you? You want to show off that perfect image? Well, call Nicholas at Picture It Photography at 713-716-0239. Again, that's Picture It Photography, or you can email him at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com.
You know anyone who has anger management problems? Well, contact High Hope Outreach Center at 832-446-6286. They have anger management classes, life coach classes, business coach classes, parenting classes. Again, that's High Hope Outreach Center.
You want your lips to look glossy and shiny? Well, Gimme Sugar is a new lip gloss collection with fabulous seasonal colors. Share color shades to complement your skin tone. Check out our website at www.gimmesugar.com.
You want to take your business to the next level? You want to brand your business? Well, advertise here with us at Open Talk 2. Email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information.